Greetings from the land of 1209. That's right, this podcast is brought to you by the good folks at 1209, shining a light up the dark recesses of something, I don't know. This morning, I'm not quite awake. I just got done listening to several podcasts over the weekend, and as my work week begins, I can only be slightly happy that people are talking about all of this. And as several podcasts so rightly pointed out, the anti-podcasting crowd does exist of exactly one person, the person who spoke the phrase, "I am the anti-podcast crowd." And that one person was able to quite easily start a conversation, which I think other people have decided, but not said anything, needed starting. And if that's all that ever happens about this, that's great. I'll be happy for the week and sip my double pulls, view the river, and say, hey, conversation is out there, and that's a good thing. Several people have hit on the fact that I do not name my name. My name is not important. I do not wish to have this argument tied to a name. The name is not important. The mechanism is not important. What is important is the conversation you people are having. It is a good conversation. It should not be spoiled by idiots saying things like, "I am the anti-podcasting crowd," or other idiots who reactionarily attack him. Milo, I congratulate you. You did an amazing first response on it. You kept your head. You can call me a twit, but that's okay. Heat of the moment. There were some other podcasts that I did like. That Riz's podcast, Mark Hopkins, did a good podcast on it. Dead Air podcast, you gotta hang back on the Mountain Dew Red and not let things get to you so personally. I'm proud that you're part of the podcasting community, whatever that means. More importantly, you should be proud you're part of the community of creative people. That's the thing. And the thing that I'm afraid of, and that several people I work with and several people I hang with and who also do podcasts are afraid of, is that over the next year or two, this will become another situation like FM radio became, that cable companies became, that television became. You guys need to go back and do your history on television, the history thereof, and our good old General Sarnow, and how things went from television being the opportunity for people to broadcast to the opportunity for several companies to make large sums of money. History repeats itself. History is repeating itself with blogs. Blogs are now becoming, by and large, mainstream, which is great, but there is a section of blogging that is becoming a professional, for-pay, for-hire, advertised thing. While I don't think it's ever going to become totally that, there's a section of it that is, and there's a section of it that is very much about pandering to a crowd. And that's where I get angry, is when people pander to a crowd and not to their creative urges. And yes, they have every right to do that, as the Dead Air crowd so rightfully said. People do have the right to use their skill over people who don't have as much acumen and sell them ice to Eskimos. And that's, if you want to support that Dead Air crew, guys, that's great. You want to support people taking advantage of others, that's great. For myself and for my own personal and the people I hang with, we like to see people being creative, not pandering, not looking to show off to folks. And while podcasting is now emerging as this great and fantastic thing, which I've said every podcast I made here on Open Podcast, it has the potential to become yet another commercialized, sponsored, brought to you by Nike, though Nike's a good company, don't get me wrong. I should stop using company name and just say the risk of it becoming this, five major forces delivering all the podcasts and blah, blah, blah. It's there, and we have to be aware it's there. But at the same time, we have to keep pumping out the creative stuff. And if you are at all into the podcasting scene, you realize that this genie is not going to go back in the bottle, and that's great, but that doesn't mean they're going to try to put it back. Look what they're doing with the net. Look what they're doing with various other creative outputs over the years. Now, the other reason that I'd like to, the other thing I'd like to clear up is that I do not have a clock in front of me, and yes, I'm not doing this as a professional published,